A popular U.S. lifestyle magazine highlights Utah's Canyonlands National Park among the nation's best off-the-beaten-path summer destinations. The June-July issue of Country, a magazine covering life in America's countryside, includes a 32-page section on the hidden gems of the national park system. Country senior editor John Burlingham says the list includes mostly lesser-known parks chosen for their dramatic visual impact and low traffic.
Canyonlands was just very unique for its rock formations and incredible colors.
The top 10 list includes some of the least crowded parks in the country. Entries were compiled with the help of the magazine's photography staff, known for their discriminating landscape photography.
Certainly, the visual impact was really, first and foremost, the reason we chose particular parks. These are freelance photographers that really travel all over the world, and so it really said something about some of the parks that we chose because they're very discerning about what they photograph.
Others in the list include Oregon Pipe Cactus National Monument in Arizona, Great Basin National Park just across the Utah border, and a little-known national park between the Caribbean and Atlantic Ocean.
I was also surprised that we actually had a national park in the U.S. Virgin Islands on the island of St. John. And boy, it's a place I definitely want to get to because it has incredible coral reefs. It's a place well worth seeing.
Burlingham says he hopes the magazine feature will get Americans thinking more about visiting their own backyards.
It's an example of not only how vast this country is, but what amazing vistas are available to people. And I hope that, you know, our feature and others will kind of wake people up to the fact that, you don't have to spend a lot of money to see some of the most amazing places in the world.
Canyonlands is a unique landscape where the Colorado and Green Rivers converge, forming deep canyons and sandstone buttes. Driving time from Moab to the Island in the Sky Visitor's Center is about 40 minutes. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Matt Jensen.